And after this is over, are there things that you would like to change in your life now that you've had time to actually sit down and think about it? You know, you got out of the treadmill for a little bit, and you had some time to focus on yourself, your thoughts, your dreams, the good things in life and the bad things in life.
I made the longevity film last year in 2019, a comparatively speaking, normal year for the world. The film totally changed my life from many different perspectives. I took a big change in career direction, socially. I made some huge improvements to my life, and overall, I felt the experience has lingered, hovering over my life in a very positive way as we ramp up to the film's online release this weekend. As 2020 hit and the world adapted to new decisions and policies being made and implemented surrounding the coronavirus and the social fabric being totally ripped apart, I wanted to check in on the friends I had made in the world's healthiest cultures, the Blue Zones, to see how they're doing. I first called Thea from Thea's Inn to see how the island of Ikaria in Greece had fared during the saga.
So here the people took it very seriously insofar as not gathering together, not going out, not to visit houses, making sure the older people were taken care of or those who were more isolated or something like this. For example, my aunt and uncle who are elderly, we were very concerned because should they get sick, it would be really a terrible thing. We don't have the healthcare facilities here for anything like this. So for them, it was more difficult because nobody was allowed to go in the house and visit them. We would leave the groceries outside the door for them and say hello from a distance. But as the weather started to warm up and people were outside, it was a little bit easier because you could actually talk to somebody and see them. We were very lucky because we only had one confirmed case on the island. Yeah, I think people did take it very seriously. They were very cautious. And even now with places opening up, you see that people are a little bit slowly getting back into that groove.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Ikaria is naturally isolated, offering up a significant amount of protection from any sort of viral spread. But one of the most important elements of the Icarian culture is community, connection and engagement, as I discovered at Apanagiti, a religious festival one night whilst I was there. I wondered now how they would survive such a pervasive change to that lifestyle and whether it was impacting especially the older population on the island.
The hardest part, I think, was the socializing. And, you know, we're very physical. We touch people, we hug people, we sit close together. These kinds of things. So this was really interesting to see how we coped with this, keeping a distance. I was outside one day doing some watering here in the front where we have our flowers and such. And a friend of mine drove by who I hadn't seen since winter. And I'm like, whoa, stop, you know? She goes, no, keep it just like, oh, I almost forgot. So it was these kinds of things, keeping these things in mind. We're seriously concerned about this because we don't have the healthcare facilities. You know, it's a huge thing. You have to ship them off to Athens in a bubble, all these kinds of things. So it was a big deal. But because of this, they did take it very seriously and they were very cautious. Lots of phone. My phone, I use my phone more than I ever have, I think, in my whole life. A lot of Skyping or Messenger, Zooming with people. I think we did a good job.
One thing that's definitely lacking in these cultures is a sense of combativeness or a sense of frustration with what the world brings up and has to offer. It's probably a sad reflection of how I've felt during this time after getting incredibly frustrated and disillusioned with medical authorities, with political parties, with even friends and family who have succumbed to this hysteria surrounding what I believed to be a pretty benign virus. And whether that's right or wrong, I think what I've learned is that I need to let go of my own expectations and opinions surrounding this whole thing. Certainly, I think one could expect more impact from coronavirus restrictions in a more densely populated area like Athens or Los Angeles, which happens to be where one of the Blue Zones resides, Loma Linda. Loma Linda is a Seventh-day Adventist community known for its strict but modern adherence to the religion with a strong emphasis on healthy living principles. I wanted to chat with my friend Pastor Mike from the Crosswalk Church, the place where I had volunteered and attended a service whilst there, to give me some insights on how the community there were going. I had a feeling, because it's modern day Los Angeles, that their experiences wouldn't be too different from mine.
The community of Loma Linda, fortunately, it was not hit as badly as possibly or maybe was predicted. The hospital was prepared and was kind of waiting for a flood of patients to come through. I think a lot of the hospitals here locally would say that same thing. And thankfully, it was not as bad as anticipated. There have been many cases. There have been many deaths. Even here in our own community, we've known of a few deaths. And even right now, we have several people that we know and are praying for that are COVID positive. And so it's definitely here. Things have been tight restriction-wise. We've been trying to be really careful about what we've been doing, how we're going out and engaging the community. Thankfully, in terms of the pandemic hitting and like death rate and things like that, it has not been as bad as we had anticipated. Just in terms of mental health, I think this has been challenging. I know a lot of people are impacted by this. You think about losses of job and income. Those things hit very hard. And so those are ways that the community is impacted. But as far as like movement and longevity, I would say that we're eating healthier. We're not eating out as much, obviously. We're just thankful that we can be together as a family during this time.
One thing that's really striking about chatting to Mike is the insane amount of positivity that he exudes and that seemingly the community of Loma Linda are also feeling during this time. And again, it makes me think of my own experiences and with perhaps a little bit of embarrassment and cringiness because I haven't handled it so well. The church in Loma Linda provides a huge source of solace, of courage, community, and strength for the local people. As Daniel Vitalis said in the longevity film, finding comfort in your beliefs provides a balm for the human condition. And during a tough time like this, it's been slightly different, but certainly not an exception.
One of the things we've said is that, you know, we never closed. We've actually been more engaged with our people than ever before. You know, like every Saturday morning throughout the week, we have now so many opportunities for connection. And so that's like an important piece for us is knowing that we never closed. We've actually been more involved in our members' lives than ever before. And so that's a pretty neat thing to be thinking about.
Again, similar to how I felt when I was in Loma Linda for the longevity film's production, it makes me think about the lack of religion in my own life and a certain lack of, I guess, for want of a better word, spirituality that is integrated into my life. Yes, I live a very healthy lifestyle, but it hasn't typically involved a lot of spiritual searching or commitment to any sort of deity or religious doctrine. And not that I'm currently browsing the aisles of the religious section of the supermarket, it does make me think that perhaps this is one element of my own lifestyle that might be missing and could offer a bit of solace during this frustrating time. Okinawa is another blue zone. It's a beautiful Hawaiian-esque island to the east of Taiwan and to the south of Japan. It is home to some of the oldest and healthiest communities on the planet, and the locals can expect to enjoy 97% of their lives free of any sort of chronic illness. The Japanese culture is not one to rebel or question authority. I knew there would be very little outward frustration at the restrictions on the island, but I hoped that their stoic attitudes remained, offering them a determination through this time. I called my producer for the Okinawa segment of the longevity film, Saori, to get the lowdown. With only 6 deaths recorded from coronavirus on the island at the time, it seemed pretty positive.
Almost free, almost right now. But before, we stopped all of the things. But we can go out. But we have to carefully to go out and then with a mask and only one person. The Ogimi and around the 3 village, most north 3 village, where is they don't have a hospital, and they live in old people's place. The city officer said nobody come to the north area, so we cannot go there.
The older people, has that made them lonely and sad?
old people not so much changing their life, but you know, we cannot go there. The old people live same style, no change, almost no change, but they cannot they cannot meeting the the community center. They don't have a lifetime, only they stay in their house or their farm. They have a farm and they have an ocean, so they are okay. And Ogimi city officer keep doing their lifestyle, because if they in a only house, it is getting sick. So city officer said, do your farm or fishing is okay, but only their families, with their families.
Are they doing anything differently to look after the community?
They walk around in the village and say hello from outside every day. And if something happens, they go in and then talk to each other. But nothing, just say hi and then go out, look around every day.
One of the things I noticed right away, because I am fairly active, I've still remained active throughout this time, doing some biking, skateboarding, and just getting out, running, hiking, all those things. And something that I've seen that has been really cool is that so many more people are outside throughout this time. There are people walking and hiking all over the place. One of the spots that I like to go to, on a normal weekend, like morning, there may be 5 cars in this little dirt parking lot where I park. And lately, there's been 25 cars. I mean, there's not room for another car. People are having to park in a nearby neighborhood. So in a cool way, I feel like this has prompted people to get active, to be more involved outdoors with hiking, with exercise. And so if that's one benefit from this, I'm thankful for that. Even in our little neighborhood, we see many more people walking. Like my wife and my boys and I, we go out and walk every morning. It's just nice and needed to get outside, to get some fresh air, to burn off a little bit of energy.
To be truthful, our lifestyle didn't change so drastically. We still went to our gardens. We still took care of our animals. We still went foraging and walking and hiking and things like this. So we're very fortunate here. We're not in a city in an apartment. The only problem that we had was the socializing. But even when you would go for a walk, if you were in your garden or somebody drove by, you were able to speak with somebody. Or the lady who lives next door, when she was in her garden, I'd be here on my patio talking with her. So you didn't have that sense of total isolation. You had the sense of caution and serious concern, but it was much better here, much, much better here. People got things done in their houses and gardens that they hadn't done for a long time.
That's a good positive way to look at it, I think.
Well, Icarians are basically positive people. They have this innate quality of taking something negative, making jokes about it, turning into not the situation to something positive, but taking something negative and making some positive things out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Making lemonade when life gives you lemons.
There you go. Exactly. That's really a good quote. I like that. Yeah.
with essentially that, tap of tourism being shut off, has everyone, and this is, I guess, a bit of an insight into the lifestyle, has everyone been okay in terms of spending and food and all those basic necessities?
We're not going to go hungry. We have, generally speaking, most people have some animals, some gardens. We have our foraging, we have our greens, different things like this. But it's going to be very difficult economically, because it's a domino effect also with tourism. It will be difficult for people financially, definitely, definitely. But again, it will pass.
The overwhelming sense of positivity, and you might even be able to hear it in my voice, is such a stark contrast to how I've been feeling about this whole situation. It's taken me probably a month, 2 months to really let go of my anger, my frustration, my sense of injustice at what's happened, but at the same time as not entirely losing those feelings, but accepting them and realizing that the longer I hold on to them and identify with them and really hold them close to me to allow them to determine my thoughts, my behaviors, my feelings, probably the more toxic I'm going to end up, far worse than any sort of virus is going to make me. After we stopped recording, Thea goes on to tell me how the longevity film made a bit of a noise on the island and everybody was so happy and excited to see it. The links that I had sent them to watch it before it had come out were shared around the island amongst the older people, amongst the younger people, and everybody was getting together as a community to come and enjoy the story. It was obvious stuff to them, but to see it portrayed on a screen, to see, I guess, a beginner longevity lifestyler like myself piece together the different elements of that lifestyle, to put it together like a puzzle to essentially solve my own issues and problems, not that they were so pervasive or significant, but to embed that into my life, made quite an impact on the island. I asked Mike how the film was received in Loma Linda.
Boy, we loved it. We hosted a showing. Kale was here with us. We had the best time ever. I just so enjoyed our time together. Kale and I, we went skateboarding together. We got some good vegan food together. And boy, we had such great conversations. So being able to share that time was really meaningful for me, for our church. And then seeing it on the longevity film was super special for us. But not only that, the principles that he outlines are so helpful and so important for everyday life. And so we loved it. We support it and promote it 100%. Kale, you are a rock star. We love you, man. And we're so excited that the film is coming out on a broader scale. And we're hoping and praying that it touches a lot of lives.
What did you think of the longevity film? Did you like the longevity film?
Yeah, very, very nice. And they are very happy to see the videos. I sent the Ogimi people. They are lovely guys.
They were very happy with it.
So, and do you yeah, of course, yes. And then, do you remember the Misako-san? Misako-san, who made the food for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's so happy. She was so happy to see that.
Ah, that's very good. Even though the, I guess, more intense moments of this whole situation have somewhat passed here in Australia anyway, I wanted to ask the guys for some sort of concrete advice as to how they got through the time and what enabled them to stay so positive and uplifted during the restrictions. I felt like the answers really gave me an insight into their belief systems and their philosophies around life itself, and how these certainly determine to a large extent how we perceive and interpret the things which happen externally to us.
Really important to have that structure. So to like set your alarm, to get up on time, to get dressed for the day, set your priorities for the day. Like our family, we would make a list of three things that we wanted to accomplish in the day, or just do. Like for our boys, they're 5 and 3. They would say like, I want to go out on a walk, or I want to go on a bike ride, you know, and so just little things. But it was really helpful to have those three things to be thinking about and to kind of guide us through the day. And so it's strange and it's different, but there is something beautiful when you're connecting with a person, even through the virtual means. So talking to somebody, seeing their face, being able to see their facial expressions and share a smile, share some words of encouragement. Those things are really helpful. So if you're feeling disconnected, I would advise or recommend that you, yeah, set up a time to just FaceTime, Zoom, Skype, whatever it may be, with a family member, a loved one, a friend, and make that like a meaningful moment each and every week, so that you can have that sense of community and connection. That's so important. And then, yeah, try and practice healthy habits. Think about the things Kale taught in the longevity film and implement those things, because I think they're more important now than ever.
People in Australia, if they were feeling lonely or sad about the whole situation, what do you think Yoshiko would say?
I met Yoshiko two, three days ago. And Yoshiko-san is, of course, she is so sad. She could not go to the karaoke, but she made, you know, she go to the her farm and she used the phone every day, long talking with the phone. I'm so funny. So she called me also. She called me also one time a week. And I want to meet, she said that I want to meet you, but you know, I cannot go. So just talking maybe 15 minutes. And she said, she called any friend every day.
Maybe she can sing on the phone.
Okay, I told her you have to sing on the phone.
Okay, would you offer any advice to people looking to get through social isolation in somewhere like, you know, Australia's been, we've been pretty lucky, we've been had it pretty easy, but somewhere like LA, my friend in LA, they're very restricted in terms of where they can be and what they can do. So do you have any advice for them and how they can bring in a bit of those principles from the Blue Zones?
You know what, the people I've been talking to in the States who were or still are in serious lockdown, a lot of them tell me that they're focusing a lot more on their family, the ones who have family at home. It's very scary because it's very uncertain. This is something that nobody's ever experienced or been prepared for. No one has a clue how to deal with this kind of a situation. I think it's about patience. And again, taking the negative and trying to bring something positive into it, from it. You know, another friend of mine said it was a great opportunity for her because she did walks by herself that she's never done in her life because she couldn't go to work. So she actually had time to focus on herself, you know. So it does have its good things, though it's a bad situation. It gives you time. What do you want to do? Sit down and think about your life, what your goals are, what your dreams are. And after this is over, are there things that you would like to change in your life now that you've had time to actually sit down and think about it? You know, you got out of the treadmill for a little bit and you had some time to focus on yourself, your thoughts, your dreams, the good things in life and the bad things in life.
Oh, when you feel like coming, your body break. Come on, keep it steady as the sun, let the body sink.